We're starting a show now called The Mystic Pete Chronicles, and I'm Mystic Pete. Every week, through interviews with thought leaders, visionaries, and creatives, and stories, music, and humor, we'll do some deep ponders in this time of great change, and have some fun. If you'd like more information about today's guests, or to be interviewed for the show yourself, I'm at mysticpete.com. As always, we start with a story by the extraordinary Mike Bone. This is Wilfred Anderson. And then we try to discover, what is truth? I have a couple of interviews with conspiracy theorists. Stay tuned.
I was a sophomore at Willingham High School in Macon, Georgia, in 1964, when Wilfred Anderson transferred to my school to become its first black student. At the time, I thought he was either the dumbest or the bravest guy in the school. There were 800 all-white males at the school, and not a lot of them were pro-integration. The following is a story that Wilfred wrote just before our recent presidential election. Quote, 56 years ago, I was a senior and the only black student at my high school in Macon, Georgia. The presidential election of 1964 between Lyndon Johnson and the states' rights, parentheses, segregationist, in parentheses, candidate Barry Goldwater, was being decided. I remember sitting in my classes that faced the main parking lot and watching small groups of black people arrive, to my amazement, steadily all day long to vote in the school gymnasium. Never before had they been allowed or assigned to vote at this previously all-white school, and they just kept coming and coming all day long. That night, as I watched the election results on TV, Goldwater won Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and South Carolina easily and early, but it was almost 1 a.m. before CBS declared he had won Georgia. I was proud of those people. They didn't even know where that school was before that day, and now I know they were fighting back against voter suppression. During the presidential election of 1964, there was a Goldwater rally in Macon, and only one band was asked to play, the Willingham High School Pride of Dixie Band. I was the only black student in the school, and as such, the only black band member. Guess what the school fight song was? Dixie. A few days before this rally, my band director called me into his office to tell me that the band had been invited to play the Goldwater rally. And if the organizers had said I couldn't come, the entire band would not participate. He never actually asked what I thought. Anyway, to make a long story short, in a sea of thousands of Georgia rednecks in front of City Hall, cheering the politics of segregation, there was me. And off in the distance, difficult to spot, but very distinct, my father. No other black people showed up. I often wonder how we got out of there. End quote. Wilfred graduated from Willingham High School and went on to become Dr. Wilfred Anderson. He's retired and lives in Cleveland, Ohio. I am proud to call him my friend.
This is Mystic Pete. It is November 28th, 2020. I'm doing a series about conspiracy theories and alternative realities. And I think my audience knows that I'm a little skeptical about all this stuff, but I wanted to have some representatives from the other side, from that position on, and give them time to explain their point of view, you know, equal time. I want to be fair about it. I have Dawn in studio. Hi, Dawn.
Hi, Pete.
So I believe your name is spelled D-O-W-N?
Yes. My full name for my fans is Dawn of the Anon. And yes, I spell Dawn with D-O-W-N. I just like to be creative, you know, with the way you pronounce things, because language is just so, there is so much opportunity to just decide whatever you want to say, right?
I love it. Creative person. Well, just tell us a little about yourself so the listeners can get a sense of what's happening today.
Well, that is a profound question, because there is so many layers of me. But would you really want to know what I am in this dimension? I am a yoga teacher and an expert meditator. I teach workshops. My specialty is meditations against things. I'm a true believer in that. I believe in the power of manifestation also very strongly, that if you really focus on something, it will appear, it will come to be. And I have experienced that first person, and I'm sure most of us really have. We just don't pay attention. But that's where my expertise are. I'm a yogini, so all I do is pay attention. My sense of awareness is constantly exercised. And that's really what it is that I do. And my day job is I teach yoga for celebrities. I specialize on the celebrity parties or events, mostly abroad, and I take them on a yoga journey.
Fantastic. First, I want to ask you what that means. You're meditating against things. So it sounds like you're good at making things not manifest?
Well, I, you know, here we enter the space in which we need to touch upon what we desire and what we believe is happening, what we know is happening, because we feel it within our hearts, right? And we desire something different. So I meditate really, really intensely on the things that I know in the depths of my heart that are happening. And I can give you an example. 5G. I think 5G is going to ruin the earth, and it's a way for the powers that be to control us. And so I meditate really intensely against the 5G. That way, it will definitely manifest itself. It will happen, and it will be really dangerous for humanity. And at that point, we will have the opportunity to cleanse the world from it, still through meditation.
Oh, so what do you do? Like, wear aluminum hats to protect yourself?
Well, I basically manifest things so then I can fight against them. Once I can see them and everyone can see them, then we can actually fight them. So that's what my meditation against things are. It's about actually manifesting the things that we're afraid of.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, the 5G, if I understand it correctly, you have cell phone towers all around broadcasting on the microwave frequencies, which is a type of radio wave. And I guess people in the New Age community consider this to be dangerous and evil and ways to control our minds and stuff. You know, then we get into the aluminum hat wearing crowd.
It's more profound than that, and in recent time, with everything that has been going on with COVID, and we so much has come to light, and it's just It is not my lane or my job to spread awareness. However, since I have the opportunity and one should when one can, viruses don't exist. Viruses were injected inside of us through what they call, quote-unquote, vaccination against the viruses. But in fact, they installed into us some particles that now that we have gotten the technology to the point of developing 5G, the radio waves or the microwaves of 5G, they enter our bodies and they ignite these elements that have been added up to our biological system via these vaccinations. And that's why people are getting sick. Those that are not vaccinated are not getting sick. Right? Right?
Okay. Let me get this straight here. Okay. Dawn, there's no pandemic as far as you see it. So when I watch the news that there's 260,000 people who have died, and there's millions and millions of people who are affected, and the hospitals are full to overcrowded with sick and dying people. So that's not happening. And there's actually no COVID-19. The reason why people are getting sick is because they've been vaccinated. The vaccines themselves are injecting viruses into us, and then the 5G is activating those viruses? I just want to make sure I understand what you're saying.
Yes, precisely. And you said something at the very beginning of your last, what you just said, that you mentioned the news, and that is problem number one. Whatever 200 and what? I don't even know what the number is. 200,000 something? whatever the news says, you can't believe it. The news are owned by an Italian family. We all know that. And it's directly connected to the mafia and Marina Abramovic. It's like a triangle. That's the real Italian trilogy right there.
So the triangle is media, mafia, Abramovitz.
Mm-hmm.
Who is Abramovitz?
Marina Abramovic. She's a quote-unquote artist, but you really have never seen her work. She's satanic. She's at the leadership of the satanic movement, of which, you know, so many people that we think we admire are part of.
Mm-hmm. Maria Abramovic is an unknown artist who's part of this.
She's a famous artist. She's very famous.
Oh, but
I don't know if you remember. I don't know if you remember that there was a very famous performance art piece. It was exhibited in New York, and it was her. She was the art piece. Like, that's not narcissistic. And she will sit on a chair and then people would sit in front of her on another chair and they would just stare at each other. And I am sure that what she was really doing was indoctrinating people through her gaze. But of course, nobody knows that. I just know it in the depths of my heart. But at some point, her boyfriend of a long, long time ago went and sat on the chair, and that's what made her famous. I think that's what that's her claim of fame. But in reality, she's at the leadership of this really massive satanic movement. I'm pretty sure that she's something around 1,000 years old. And Lady Gaga is her best friend.
The plot thickens. Wow. And Lady Gaga is involved now. And you know all this because you're a meditator or a yoga teacher? I mean, how do you decide that these things are true?
I don't decide them myself. I just don't listen to the mainstream media. And I do my own research because I am a critical thinker. And I know that they, and you know who I'm talking about when I say they, everybody knows who they is, and they control everything. They don't want us to know.
They. I guess I'm the only person who doesn't know who they are. I feel kind of stupid.
They are the same people that know that the earth is flat.
Oh.
They are the same people that caused the mud floods back in the 1800s during the First World War. It's always them, and we had a chance to save the world, to rid the world of all these satanic, and the trilogy, because of course the whole thing moves around the world. It's not just in the US, but here is what is strong. The force is very strong. I have dreams, and I channel in my spare time. And I never sleep. I only dream, and my dreams are, I'm a seer. And what I have been channeling is that in truth, all the problems that we see or we think are happening, the things that we actually see on the street, like, you know, homeless children, for example, or all those images from Yemen, or, the children at the border, they're not real people. Those are all staged. It's a giant production that they put on because they have so much money and so much production power and their NDAs. They have some really, really strong NDAs for sure, because they somehow keep it all secret. But everything that we see at that level is actually not happening. They're all fake. The only true crimes that are happening are the ones that we were just talking about, the satanic ones, where I channeled being at the party, and I had some really important people sitting at my side, and they were feasting on children's blood. And I just know that that is happening, and those are the children that we must save. Everything else is an illusion. That is the only truth, and the only person that could get us there is misunderstood. It's just misunderstood.
Well, Dawn, I think one of the problems that the wellness and new age community always has had is that people think they're idiots because they're constantly spouting these ridiculous theories, and they replace the last bit of nonsense with whatever the latest weird thing is. But now it's gotten into this like deep QAnon extremist hate promotion with really wild, crazy stuff. And it just sounds like gobbledygook to normal thinking people.
Pete, I really sense a lot of aggression, and see, that's what happens because you're living so much fear because you watch the news and you listen to what these people are saying. They're telling you lies. They're constantly telling you lies. And in reality, if you really look, there is actually some really powerful voices that are joining these narratives that I am talking about. There is some really powerful voices that have been pillars of the wellness and spiritual community for years. And, you know, to give you the most, the biggest example is David Avocado Wolf. And also Mickey Willis, and its incredible movie Plandemic has gotten so famous. And I don't think we're fringe anymore. I think big, powerful voices are joining us, and that proves something. That proves that we're onto something here. We're right, and we need to manifest it. We need to all focus on all these things that we're so paranoid about, that we fear so much. we need to talk about them and make movies and documentaries about them and my meditations, you know, and other practices. We need to employ all the practices that we have stolen by colonizing other cultures, like the South American culture, the Indian culture, you know, with all the ceremonial things that we took. And we need to now take all that and employ it to tell the truth, to manifest these realities, so then we can truly fight against them like the army of light that we are.
Well, I don't know, Dawn. I mean, you're telling me that I'm wallowing in fear, but it just seems like everything you're saying has to do with fear. Fear of 5G, fear of them, plandemic, a movie just steeped in fear, pedophilia, mafia. It sounds like your whole philosophy is being born out of panic and hysteria.
But there is a savior. There is a way. There are, you know, when you look into Mickey Willis's eyes, for example, they just take you places, and you know, you feel safe. All you have to do is listen to him, believe everything that he says, and then follow wherever he goes, and become a fan, give him some money if possible, because he's doing great things, and I really wanna encourage everybody to support Mickey Willis and the other guy from London Real. Whatever his name is, he's also doing great things in his corner of the world, really fighting censorship, which is, I mean, we need freedom. Who are we without freedom? I mean, they're putting masks on our faces. We can't even breathe anymore. You know what I mean? You understand what I mean? They're putting masks, like flimsy little masks, on our faces now. I mean, the land of freedom. What happened to to the country that I came to love.
So your answer is just trust the big man, trust the plandemic guy, trust the guru. Just, they're going to take care of us. They know what to do. We just have to obey. We have to be obedient and not put little pieces of fabric over our face.
You're free to do whatever you want, but they are guiding you. They are guiding you. I mean, of course, if you don't believe what these people say, you're definitely not part of the tribe. It is a tribalistic mentality, and some say that's not really evolved, that tribalistic mentality, but I love it, you know, and it makes me think of drums, you know, I love drums, but it is a tribalistic mentality, and you just follow because you're part of the same tribe, the Blue Eye tribe, usually. I mean, somebody else that we know very well that is going to save us from the pedophiles is also blue-eyed and magical.
Don't you think, though, the wellness community has gotten a little off track? Even just what you said, we're talking about racism. This is stuff the Nazis were promoting. But then it gets into aliens and time travel and just ridiculous stuff that any common sense thinking person would have a really hard time coming to terms with.
But what about racism against us?
So you're the ones being attacked, huh? You're the victims.
I mean, we haven't done anything wrong. All we do is meditate and pray for people, and we're all healers and meditators. And actually, you know, to go back to what you were saying about the wellness community, what I feel is that we're really uniting under this message, save the children, hashtag save the children, that had to change to hashtag save our children, which is actually a lot more accurate, because it's a tribalistic mentality, right? So we want to save our children, not all the children, like the children. It's so generic. And we are individualistic. It's about our individual freedom. And then we're all one at the same time, which can be a little confusing, but that's, you know, that's we like to live on the edge like that. We are flexi, we're open-minded, and very close niche at the same time, but I feel like we're really uniting right now behind this message. And QAnon, no matter what people say, I don't really know who it is. I have some ideas, some opinions, but it hasn't come to me. I haven't channeled QAnon yet. It definitely has been a good leader so far, and it's been uniting many, many voices, and I think that's important.
My big problem with what you said is using pedophilia as a way to attack political enemies. And the problem I have is it trivializes this horrific situation, and it makes it much more difficult to resolve the troubled reality when it's used for propaganda purposes, when human trafficking, sex trafficking is being used for propaganda purposes. People become suspicious of getting involved in solving the actual problems there are. So I think this is one of the real sinister faces of QAnon and this whole extremist philosophy. But overall, I mean, I don't mean to be insulting, Don, but almost everything you're saying just seems like nincompoopery. Nincompoopery.
And I feel like everybody, I really do feel like people that are awakening, and it may take you some time, Pete, and maybe some of your audience, but it will happen. You will see, and we are working behind the scenes. You don't know, but me being on the show and other people posting incessantly on Facebook and on Instagram, save the children, save our children, save the children, save our children, and posting about in the past about Bill Gates and how evil it is and my meditations. All this is bringing awareness, and that's all that we're being asked to do. That's all we have to do. We are an army of digital warriors, and we're just flooding the internet with as much content as we can possibly find, create, and share. And it doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter what it feels like. It doesn't matter if it's true, if it's not true, as long as it triggers that emotional place in your heart that makes you go, yes, let's unite and meditate against the things that scares us the most so that they appear and then we can fight them full front.
Well, I will say that one thing you guys do very well is repeat the same thing over and over and over. So, any closing words of inspiration, any positive vision you can leave the listeners with?
Of course. It's all about positivity. We are going to get through this. And when I say we, I don't say all of us. I say those that are going to wake up, those that believe, those that see, those we, they will get through this without masks. All we gotta do is drink green juice, take some vitamin C, sit in the sun, have lots of parties with each other because we need love and hugs, and just believe in the Q and believe in each other and believe that the virus doesn't exist. Never watch the news. We will manifest and we will then take it away. And that's my dream.
Well, Dawn, this conversation has been illuminating and frightening and disturbing. But I wish you well, and I thank you for your time.
Thank you, Pete. It was a pleasure. Thank you for giving us an opportunity to speak out and stay strong.
This is Mystic Pete. It is November 27th, 2020. I have in studio Christian Lader. Right now, we're in a very charged time politically and a very charged time philosophically and ideologically. He's thrown out some words. And I think listeners know my position, and I'm skeptical of conspiracy theories and stuff that gets too outlandish. But I thought, in the interest of equal time, I should have somebody with a different point of view on and let them explain their beliefs, and we'll have an honest discussion. I may ask you pointed questions, but let's talk about this a little bit, Christian. Introduce yourself, and then we'll go from there.
Well, yeah, I'm Christian Lader. Of course, that's not my given name. I'm using my name, De Guerra, because, you know, the deep state is listening. They are listening on every device you've got in your house, whether it's your computer, your phone, your clock radio, refrigerator, and I don't need to give them any help. I do go by the name that my high school girlfriend gave me, sort of a joke, but I've kept that name because I am a devout follower of Jesus Christ, and I do believe, Pete, that the future is now.
All right. Well, now, what does that mean, deep state, first of all, for people who don't understand that concept?
Well, you know, I think as a member of the deep state yourself, you probably know the answer very well, but I'll humor you. You know, the deep state are the people that have been working in the government, for the most part the federal government, but to some degree the state and local governments, county governments are notorious for being deep state bastions, big counties, small counties. But these are people who have worked for the government. They're not elected, and they work in the government under Republicans or Democrats. And they often can't be fired because of very difficult laws. Sometimes they're the laws of the land or the laws of the sea, they may be. And very difficult to understand. By the time the elected officials understand how they might fire these people or move them on, it's too late. And the elected officials have to leave. And this is crazy, Pete, because the elected officials are the people's government. But these unelected bureaucrats are actually running everything.
Well, now already, see, you've ruffled my feathers because you said I'm part of the deep state. I'm some nerdy cellist who wears glasses and has a little small potatoes radio show. Why am I part of the deep state? I wasn't aware of that. Why would you say that?
Well, this isn't a small potatoes radio show. This is a major radio station in a major city. You got to look at who endows your show and who endows your radio station, and you know you gotta follow the money, as the famous man once said. You follow the money, and you're going to see names that you'll recognize, like George Soros, Bill Gates, David Hasselhoff. Just, you know, again, it'll be the deep state, and Hollywood, of course. Which is really the same thing. Really the same thing. I mean, you're a radio host and a musician in Los Angeles. I mean, that's, you're Hollywood. You're the deep state.
You know, when you're getting into David Hasselhoff, now you're getting personal. You just crossed the line there, Christian. Anyway, what tell us your bona fides. What qualifies you to talk about this? How do you know about all this stuff?
You know, I'm qualified because I'm a sovereign citizen of the United States of America Republic, and that's not the United States, the corporation. And I am a sovereign citizen of the United States, which is a sovereign nation created by the United States, the Constitution for the United States. We've been living under the Constitution of the United States since 1876, when Congress adopted the Incorporation Act. And so I don't need any other qualification besides being a sovereign citizen of the United States. But I have done extensive research on my own. And before you say, because I know what you're going to say, I'm not just talking about watching YouTube videos, okay? I also am on Parler. I have been to Prager University twice. And I I subscribe to many magazines. And
so you've watched a video or two, and now you're informed.
I it's a lot more than two.
You probably even read a blog, huh?
I write a blog. I write three blogs, actually, and I also operate two Facebook accounts. Now, I want, this is really important because the mainstream media have totally failed us. Everything they say is a lie, and it's propaganda. And if the mainstream media told me that the sky was black, I would have to go outside to check. And I don't believe anything they say. And that's why the best source of information is the people. And it's to have everybody out there. It's these passionate, patriotic citizens doing their own research. And when you have thousands of followers, as I do on my Facebook pages, one of them has, let me check one sec. 4,762 followers on one page, which is QAnon and exclamation point. And on my other page, I have just under 3,000 followers, 2,786 to be exact. And that is three exclamation points. And those people on those pages, they're regular people. They're waitresses. They're truckers. You know, they're bartenders. You know, people that sweep the floor at Denny's. They're auto mechanics. They're cannabis delivery drivers and Lyft drivers and taxi drivers and bus drivers. The girl at the gas station. You know, your kids' teachers. You know, they're cops. You know, you get the point. Ordinary Americans, and they're out there doing research, and they come to my Facebook groups, and they share. They share the information they're finding. And it is not coming just from watching videos in mainstream media. They are out there on the streets. They are out there in the coffee shops. And they are in the hair styling salons. And they are hearing from real Americans what's really going on. From people whose children have gone missing ever since 5G was installed. Just as soon as 5G came in, their kids go missing. No one will help them. But they're coming on my Facebook page, and we're finding these kids. We're helping find these kids. We're busting these sex trafficking rings wide open.
Well, I must say that when people use sex trafficking and all this child abuse propaganda for political purposes, I find it really disgusting, and I think it really trivializes the actual situation.
It is disgusting. I don't know what that word is you just said. But it is disgusting. Child sex trafficking is disgusting. So we agree about that.
And you, let me get this straight. You have actual, wait, let me, I have a list. Are truck drivers, waitresses, and stylists following you on Facebook? And it sounds like you have like 7,000 people who follow you. You know what? Say no more.
Well, those are just my public pages. Those are my public pages. On my personal page, I have a few other thousand, and then I also am on, you know, of course I'm on Parler and 4chan and I'm really getting some good followers on Parler. Actually, you know, Devin Nunez's ex chief of staff's girlfriend is following me. And that's just a few steps away from the man himself, Devin Nunez.
Say no more. Your resume is sterling. I've got 40,000 followers on Facebook, so that must make me like the second coming, huh?
How many followers?
Like over 40,000? Come on. Facebook, bam, Mystic Pete.
Well, you know, people always would rather hear someone, you know, play the violin than see the cold, hard truth about what's going on in this country. And that's just exactly the problem. You see that the fact that you have all those followers, and it's nothing personal. I'm sure your music is fine. But you see, if people cared about things more important, then we wouldn't be in this situation that we're in, watching our democracy be stolen out from under us by these satanic communist atheists.
By the way, Christian Later, I play the cello. It doesn't go under my chin. It goes between my legs, okay? I just like to make that clear. 40,000 plus.
Oh, you cut out there for a second. All I heard you say was it doesn't go under your chin. It goes between your legs, but I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Let's move on to something a little bit more elevated here. So, Christian Later, what's the end game here? How do we solve some of the world's problems instead of all this rhetoric and lashing out? And, you know, people say you're part of an extremist hate group.
All we do is motivated by love. That's just ridiculous. And anyone who says that obviously doesn't understand what's really going on, or they're actively trying to destroy America, because all we care about is love, and it's the liberals that are full of hate and are dragging this country down because they want to destroy it, because they're atheists and they're unhappy in their souls and they're taking out on the rest of us. And what they need is God. And that's, God isn't
God all love and tolerant and embrace Muslims and liberals and Hollywood people?
No, God is not tolerant. God is not, no, God, no. I don't know where people get that idea. But I didn't come on here to talk about religion. This is, I thought we were going to talk about current political events, but no, I don't, God hates people that hate God.
Wow.
It's right there in the Bible. I'm a jealous God. This is the same thing, basically. That's hate, jealousy, hate, same thing.
I think some people would view that as a rather extremist point of view. But some of these theories seem just outlandish, like Trump is a time traveler.
Well, listen, some people do get a little carried away. I mean, we can't say for sure that Donald Trump is a time traveler. And I think people who say that are silly. I mean, it's of course an established fact that Donald Trump's father did obtain the Irinium technology that Nikola Tesla had developed before he was killed by the Chinese CIA working together. But whether that technology actually found its way into the hands of Donald Trump so that he could travel in times is definitely unknown. And that would have required, of course, a time machine, and we just don't know if Martin Luther King completed that before he was killed.
Christian Later, any idea where I can buy myself a really good aluminum hat? Just asking.
You know, I get asked that a lot, and I don't really understand why you're asking me that.
Well, to protect us from the rays, you know. The rays that go on our head from the government and the deep state.
If you're talking about 5G, if you want to protect yourself from 5G, you're going to need ceramics. That's the only thing that can protect you from 5G is clay. You're going to need a kiln, and you're going to need to shape a bowl and fire it up in the kiln and wear that on your head, and that will protect you from 5G getting into your brain. Now, that will not protect it from affecting your sex organs, and a lot of people don't realize that 5G and especially 6G is not just about mind control and population control, but it's also about gender control and their agenda. And listen to that word, agenda, sounds just like agenda, right? Is to completely eliminate maleness and femaleness, and so that we're just all the same, right? That's what they're always talking about, equality, but you don't realize they really mean equal, meaning the same. We're all gonna be exactly the same, and that's what this 5G at 6G and especially 7G is gonna do. And the only thing that can protect you is ceramics. So I would recommend to all your listeners a clay bowl or pot on the head and also around the sexual organs. for man, a small cup fastened to your waist with some kind of string or wire will do the trick. Women, because their organs, of course, are inside, they have to wear a wide clay belt all the way around their abdomen. And these actually are for sale on my website, which is clayrip.com. That's clayrip.com. You can buy these clay pots, or you can buy clay and a kiln and make them yourself if you don't like the ones that we have.
Well, Christian Lader, you make a very convincing argument. And do you wear these clay hats yourself?
Well, only when I'm in one of the Democrat-run cities where the 5G has been deployed. Of course, where I live, we do not have 5G. We're still using 2G technology.
I see. And what do you do for a living there, Christian Lader?
Well, I don't want to give too much away and be too specific because I don't want to give my true identity away, but I'm in middle management in a floor installation company.
All right.
We do Formica, mostly Formica.
Can you get me a deal? I need new linoleum in my kitchen. 300 square feet. Well, what's a quote for that?
Well, we should, you know, I don't want to, it really depends on a lot of different factors, and I'd rather have one of my frontline guys get you that quote. That's really not my department. I'm more of personnel management, and I order more Formica.
Gotcha. So, moving towards some solution here, what's the way forward for humanity? Where we can all come together and join hands and listen to each other and find tolerance.
We need to respect the Constitution. We need to worship the one true God, Jesus Christ. And everyone should visit clayrip.com and get some clay protective gear. And I think if everyone does this, then we might have a chance to save the children.
You know, it seems to me like one of the problems with the liberals and progressives is they see the answer as being just what I said, tolerance and listening to others' point of view and problem solving and discussion. But some people from your camp see those very things as the problem, tolerance and getting along and listening to each other. So you can't even engage those mechanisms if one side thinks that's evil.
Well, liberals like to say they're tolerant, but they're not tolerant. They want, you know, as soon as anybody has a different opinion, then they want to shout you down and tell you wrong and get you banned from Twitter, and all the social media companies are always censoring all the conservative viewpoints, but then they'll allow terrorists to have free speech, but then when I go on there and I try to share information about what 5G is doing and how vaccines are turning boys into girls and girls into men, then they want to, you know, put a fact checker on it and cover it up and tell everybody I'm spreading false information, quote unquote. And so that's not tolerant. That's not tolerant at all.
Well, you brought up the COVID. We're rounding 260,000 deaths right now.
Well, that's not true.
Okay.
Most of those deaths are from car accidents.
Car accidents?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so all the reports of these reputable organizations, they're all false.
Like who?
Just turn on the TV. CNN.
They're not reputable. What kind of reputable is CNN? CNN is fake news. You believe CNN? Come on. Ask any doctor. Go to your doctor. Ask your doctor. Did you ask your doctor? Go to your doctor. Ask your doctor. What does he think? Is it COVID or is it car accident?
Apparently the hospitals are all filled up right now.
That's not true. I was just at the hospital earlier today. just to see my girlfriend who works there, and there was nobody there.
All the hospitals are filled up with dying people.
You don't believe me? You don't believe me? Did you go to the hospital and see your son?
Okay. I don't know what to say.
There you go. At least you admit it. So you don't really know. You're just believing what you saw on the TV. But yet you're calling me crazy.
Well, I didn't say you're crazy in those exact words.
Well, you were thinking it.
Well, I may have been thinking it, but I didn't say it.
Well, you know what Jesus says. If you sin in your heart, then you sin.
Well, so I am concerned that there's this vast pandemic and some of the country seems to be in denial and people are dying. And if you pretend there's not this terrible danger, if you pretend death isn't stalking us, more innocent people are going to die.
If you took all the people out who were, you know, really obese, diabetes, late stage cancer, car accidents, the flu, asthma, over 45 years old, you know, ever had been sick before. You know, if you took all those people out, then it's really not that many people that died. It's not really, it's not even as bad as like the least bad flu season ever. Is worse than this. If you looked at the real numbers.
What would convince you that this is a real problem? What if somebody close to you got sick and was in the hospital? What if you got sick and were in the hospital on a ventilator and were about to die? Would you believe it then?
Well, actually, three of my family members have died during this so-called scamdemic, but I was not allowed to visit them or see them. So they say they died of COVID-19, but I don't believe that.
Wow. My condolences,
well,
but
thank you. I appreciate that.
But still, if the doctors are telling you it's a pandemic, I mean, you're totally discounting that. Are they part of the deep state too?
Well, they're scared. They're scared for their lives. One of them, when he told me they died of COVID, then he winked at me.
Maybe he thought you were attractive.
Well, you know, I don't think that's I don't know if you're trying to be funny, but as you know, I am a Christian, and I don't believe in homosexuality, so I don't think that's what that was.
How would you ever believe this is true? I mean, what does a meteor have to land in your living room for you to believe in meteors?
Well, you know, there's a meteor that it was going by Earth just a few days ago. They say they didn't know about it until it passed, but I know they were tracking it the whole time. Well, I believe in meteors, but what do you believe? What would convince you that it really is a scam? How many people would have to not die for you to believe it?
Christian Later, you got me there. I just don't know how many people who would have to not die for me to be convinced this was all a scam.
I think you should think about it.
You get a point there.
Because if you can't change your mind, then, you know, then we're not really having a conversation, right? If your mind's made up.
But I think what you're doing is what fascists always do when they're trying to take apart a society. They attack scientists and they attack the media. And these are people who spend their lives trying to discover this truth. And you're attacking them and you're not believing them and you're believing these outlandish conspiracy theories from obscure websites, probably related to other countries' disinformation. Is there anything legitimate that you will have any trust in at all, or is it all suspicious to you?
There are some news sources now that are becoming reliable. You know, I mean, Breitbart has always been very reliable, and there's Newsmax and OAN. These are excellent, patriotic, objective news sources. They don't have a socialist, atheist agenda.
Don't they have an extremist right-wing agenda?
Well, I think that the majority of patriotic, Christian, God-fearing, normal Americans seem like extremists to communist atheists such as yourself. No disrespect.
Yeah. Oh, none taken. Well, are you at all interested in a society that's pluralistic, where everyone who's a citizen has equal rights and equal vote, and they can count on equal justice, or is it just for white people who are Christians?
No, see, I that's interesting that you said citizen, because the liberal, communist, socialist, atheist agenda is that everybody should get the same rights, even if they're not citizens. Everybody should just be able to come here and come right on in and just have the same rights as the people that have been here for generations. And no, I don't judge someone by the color of their skin, although we are a Christian nation, but I think other religions should have some rights too. But you know, the people that have been here a long time, I think we ought to have more rights, because my family has fought in many, many wars, and we earn the right to be Americans, and other people just come here and they just think they can just walk right in and have the same rights as me, and that's wrong. I think that's wrong. I think it's crazy, and I think most Americans agree with me.
Well, what if the Native Americans say, you know, we've been here for thousands of years, you white people leave?
Well, they're immigrants too, you know, they came from Alaska.
Okay. Do you have any friends, Christian Later?
What kind of question is that? Of course I have friends.
Did you ever have a girlfriend?
No, remember I told you my girlfriend works at the hospital.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so you got a girlfriend. How long have you guys been together?
Well, since she was 15 and I was 21.
Okay.
We met at Obama's first inauguration where we were protesting. She was throwing eggs at his limo. And I just thought that was the sexiest thing I'd ever seen.
Quite a gentleman, aren't you? Well, why were you protesting against Obama? Did you have a problem with him being president because of the color of his skin?
I don't know why you'd say that. It had nothing to do with the color of his skin. He's half white anyway. It's because he wasn't born here. And he's secretly a Muslim and a communist and an atheist. And his wife's a man.
Oh, his wife is a man? Michelle Obama is a man.
Come on, you know that already. Michael is her real name, you know that. Come on. Don't play dumb with me.
Interesting.
You can't be dumb to be a violin player.
Christian Later with clayray.com for the finest in ceramic helmets, hats, and genital wear.
Protective gear, yeah.
Fair enough. Any final words, Christian Later?
Well, I appreciate you having me on, sir, and I appreciate the respectful conversation. You know, there's so much, as you said, there's so much hate nowadays and disrespect. People have forgotten how to behave in a civil manner, and you know, I just feel like as a patriot and as a Christian, I'm gonna treat someone with respect, no matter how misinformed or misguided or plain stupid, plain idiotic people may be, whether you or someone else, whether ignorant or plain evil and deceptive, just depraved people. No matter how foul and depraved, such as yourself. So I always treat people with respect. Thank you for the respectful conversation.
Well, a real gentleman.
Well, I'm trying.
Thank you for your time, Christian Later. Later. We are coming to the end of a show called The Mystic Pete Chronicles. If you'd like to get a hold of me, I'm at mysticpete.com. We started the show tonight with a story by Mike Bone, Wilfred Anderson. And then I did a couple of rather upsetting interviews with conspiracy theorists. Thanks so much for listening. Mystic Pete out!